Hey guys, this is part two of Expose the Podcast with Mr. Calvin A. Lee of We Black, We Golf, but most importantly, a father, which is extremely essential in our community more than ever. So we had a few technical difficulties and we apologize, but we're back. We want to continue our conversation. And it's just me and Calvin. He gets to have me all to himself.
Yes.
Yes, you were saying something about daily postings, and what does that have to do with, were you speaking to yourself? Were you speaking to other men out there? What is that all about? What's the catalyst?
So that was actually that actually was derived by me trying to motivate myself and clear my headspace, go ahead and combat those daily challenges of going through the divorce, going through family court, being told that basically, essentially, you are going to be what your gross earnings are. So, and with much of the research I was doing about joint custody and things of that nature, of father's rights and so forth, it basically created conversation with coffee, but it was derived to speak to myself. And ultimately, there were a lot of men, unbeknownst to me, in that regards, that were really feeling what I was talking about and trying to share with them. And subsequently, I was invited to speak at a number of different events all throughout the state of Wisconsin, where I was like the only brother in the room. So we now white men who, this issue had an impact on and so forth. We've had rallies up at the Capitol and so forth about father's rights.
Because what you're saying is, it's not just an issue of a black man, a black father, but all fathers across are experiencing this, that where they are not being taken seriously, they're given a short end of the stick in the courtroom.
Certainly. Certainly. And as I mentioned before in part one, it's what's interesting is that men have evolved. I am not who my father is, and I am more of that nurturer also. I can be stern with my kids and so forth. Nonetheless, they've seen me cry, and I'm not afraid to show them that, yeah, daddy cries, daddy hurts. I want you to, my boys. If you feel like you have to cry, don't hold it in. That's not gonna make you less of a man or a young man. No, express yourself, because all that being bottled up is it's essential. I equate it to you shaking up a can of soda, and you open that up and it explodes. No,
Wow.
no.
Do you think that's what we have walking around is, because although men have evolved, there are some men that are still, it's a choice, of course, and also it's an awareness that you come into. And sometimes it's an awareness of being fed up to carry the weight on the shoulders. And what do you advise to a man, some fathers out there that are carrying all of that stress and they don't feel like, they can go any further and they just want to give up and explode and just be done? What do you say to that fella out there?
You know what? And it goes back to the three P's: patience, preparation, and perseverance. Perseverance is going to be key, but nonetheless, what is your why? My why are my children. So I don't, even if I had to go live with moms for a period of time, my why was my children. At the end of the day, daddy does what daddy do. Daddy do what daddy does. I am here. That was, you didn't ask to be here. Any of my children did not ask to be here. This is my commitment to them, that I am here for them and through it all.
That's really good. So, the young man that's out there that has this knucklehead girlfriend, he sort of made a little bit of the wrong turn down the wrong alley. What do you say to him that made a decision to say, "Hey, I've accepted that I'm now a father, but now I have to go through this monster, this beast, and she's running me through the ringer, man. Like, and I want to throw in the towel sometimes. Is it worth it?"
At the end of the day, it's going to be worth it. Because even though there's two sides of every story, when do you really want your child to hear your side of the story? I'd rather be there fighting every day than give up, you know? Yeah. So it, and I would encourage that young man to actually, you know, reach out to some of the elders in the community, whether it's someone in my age group, someone's older than him, but you see, find that mentorship, that father mentorship, that big brother that you can just talk to. There are so many examples in our community of men that are out here doing it with their families, or if they're divorced or they're not with their former mate and they are still involved in their kids' lives. Find those men. They are, we are walking out here day in and day out. You walk past us at the grocery store, at the gas station. We are out here, and we're accessible. We are.
So I really do appreciate that, because that was something that was in the back of my mind when we talk about the elders in the community. I know us as women, we have support groups. We have an OG wise woman that we can go and talk to that can give us the real. And to hear that men have that, and it's just a matter of, you know, putting the courage in, you know, in the driver's seat and saying, hey, I'm going to step out and ask for some help. That puts me on the last question that I have for you, is about mental health. You know, what are some ways that you have taken your own mental health and self-care into consideration with all of the ebbs and flows of fatherhood, and also, you know, just not having all the answers, and there's no manual for this shit, right? So what do you do for Calvin that no one else can do for Calvin?
You know, self-care is incredibly important. So for me personally, I try to stay connected and pray, right? And pray. And we're not even talking about, oh, Father God, that type of prayer. Mm-hmm. I have conversations as if though I'm talking, just as I'm talking to you.
Right.
I can be sitting in the car saying, Father God, wow, X, Y, and Z. He knows my heart. He knows my thoughts. I journal a lot just to get it out. And that's also part of conversation with coffee and things of that nature. I will tell everyone, there's nothing wrong with going to see a therapist.
Hello, somebody. Oh my God, say that again. Say that shit again. Say it again.
There is nothing absolutely wrong with going to see a therapist. I would encourage you to. You will feel that burden that you were just asking about. That burden will be lifted. It may be slowly, but you will begin to feel that ease up, because we will overthink some shit and we will worry about some shit, right? Especially if they're not going the way we foresee it to go. Patience, preparation, and perseverance, and stay prayerful. There's nothing absolutely wrong with going to see a damn therapist. I would encourage you to. I still see one now. Just to talk, or just to provide guidance that, you know, with me now, my teenage daughter, you know, there are aspects that I'm grateful for my mother and my sisters that provide guidance, but then to have like a third party in on something, it's helped me tremendously. It has. And there is nothing wrong with going to see a therapist. There is not. Get that stigma out of your head, please, because your boys on the block, they may mean well. They may mean well, but no. Never give up. You know, I would continually tell someone, and I know that it can be hard, but rest assured, we were talking about adventures earlier. This whole process of being a father, fatherhood is an adventure. Motherhood is an adventure. Yep. But if you stay committed to it, you will be rewarded in the end, because you are molding the lives, the personalities of your kids are your legacy.
That's right.
They are. So as I tell my kids, even when they're younger, and even now, my two boys who are grown, they know point blank, choices come consequences. They know that they are examples of me. They know that they are examples of me. And when you're out here in this community or what have you, you deal with folks, you never know who daddy knows, you know?
That's right.
Do you want to be acting a fool? I never wanted to act a fool and let that get back to my mother. You know, yet alone when my father was, no, I was not going to do anything of the sort. So, yeah, but you have to really provide that self-care. I golf. I would tell you this too, real quickly. I would tell you this, please, aside from the mental health, physically take care of yourself.
That's a good one.
I mean, go to the gym, go running, jogging, whatever you need to do. There's no amount of alcohol, no amount of you bouncing from woman to woman, having sex with all these women. None of that is going to alleviate that gaping hole that you're filling.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you do go see a therapist, that's part of that self-care package too. That will help you. But there's no amount of, in the military, we called it SAM, sex, alcohol, and money. Sex, alcohol, and money. So you can work your ass off, continue to make more money, and then what? You're not spending time with your kids, your family.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol is not the answer. It'd be temporarily. Then you wake up the next day, you still got to combat and deal with all those frustrations that you could not address prior because you were inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
And the sex aspect of it blurs everything. You're not even in a position to want to pursue anyone because you're combating all these other issues. You're not healthy for yourself. How are you going to be healthy for someone else and wanting to give yourself to someone else? No, not at all.
Wow, that was just real and very transparent and honest. And so I really appreciate you sharing that because this is going to help not just the men in our community, but, you know, we are here to serve, you know, nationally. And we really want our people, our listeners, to leave healed and to know that the journey is it's totally worth it. And it's not just about you. It really is about how we can help others get to that journey ahead. So we really appreciate you having that mantle and passing the torch and, you know, not giving up and having the three P's and all the things that you have in your toolbox. We want someone else to take that and say, okay, I want to make sure that I can put that also in my toolbox. So we really appreciate you for that. Keep doing your thing. And I'm going to have you sit back in the waiting room. Is there anything else that you wanted to say to our guests?
Patience, preparation, perseverance. Rest assured, you're going to enjoy this journey, this adventure of fatherhood. It will be challenging, but everything in life is challenging. You take a blow, get back up, go right back at it, and you will be rewarded. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you will be rewarded.
Wow, that's amazing. So thank you so much, Calvin. Sit back, sit tight, and let's wrap things up. So you all heard it best, the three P's, don't give up, you know, really just keep going in them because there isn't a reward in the end. One thing that I'm so appreciative is to have so many examples of amazing men surrounding me, friends, husbands, uncles, cousins. And like Calvin said, it requires someone that's dedicated, that's willing to get back in the ring and not give up. Someone that is not just thinking about themselves, but they have others in mind. And Calvin is just that person. I say fatherhood has evolved. We do see men being, you know, we call them girl dads. We see men picking kids up. We see men stepping up to the plate, and we really want to honor that. So we thank all of our guests for this month of June, but we really want to possibly have that trend of just men trickling in and just helping us help each other. There's always knowledge that we can share. So we really appreciate the words of wisdom of our men. And so we really thank you. And that's really all that we have. So thank you so much for joining another episode of Exposed to Podcast. You know where to find us. All the information will be in our show notes. And if you have anything for us, you can leave us a nice DM, a nice message, and we will be back next week, Wednesday. Also, keep in mind that Expose the Podcast always takes off in the summer. We're off 2 months out of the year. That's July and August. So you won't be hearing anything from us, but you can always go back and listen to the work that we've done and conversations that we've had. We appreciate you all, and we hope you have a great and wonderful